I saw this now. Biggie, would you do the 75 hard? Saw it on the Today Show over the weekend. 75 hard started as a TikTok challenge a couple of years ago, and now it's catching on. More and more people are doing it. Here's what you do. It is a 75-day workout routine that you can start anytime. Many people start on New Year's Day.
I see.
But what you do is you cut out all cheat meals, all alcohol, all sugar for 75 days. And for 75 days in a row, you do two 45-minute workouts, one of them outside, one of them inside.
Regardless of the weather.
No matter what, you're doing this. And you drink 3 liters of water and read 10 pages of a nonfiction book every single day for 75 days. So that's 2.5 months of double workouts, perfect diet, and 10 pages of a nonfiction book. So you learn something along the way. So you're doing it for your brain and your body. And those that have done it in years past say it's unbelievably rewarding and unbelievably difficult.
Do you think, what are the percent, if you had to guess right now, this moment, people listening to this program, percentage of people who've done a hard 75 or 75 hard?
Zero. I don't think anybody's done that. Do you?
I bet there's a half dozen or so people who've done it.
Done the 75 hard?
Yeah.
Good Lord, Whitebread's on the phone. He did it. How about, look at that. That quickly. I haven't talked to Whitebread in a while.
It's been a while.
Whitebread, you did the 75 hard?
Gentlemen, good morning. Yes, I did.
That is impressive. How difficult was it?
It was definitely hard. I'm not going to downplay it in any way.
Yeah.
You have to be really structured. You have to come at it with a plan. You really have to think ahead with all the things. I think a lot of people fail surprisingly when they have to drink that gallon of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
Because most times they don't have enough salt in their diet to be able to retain that water.
Mm-hmm.
And then also they don't drink it enough throughout the day. So they'll get to like 5 o'clock and all they drank is maybe 64 ounces or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there have been people who have ended up in the hospital because they drank too much water too quickly. And then the cheat meals is not terrible. I've been pretty disciplined on staying away from cheat meals for a while, if I want to. And then the workouts, it's important to realize you don't have to do like a really strenuous workout twice a day. I always did some sort of weightlifting for one of them, but then the other one I would just walk for 45 minutes.
That's the outdoor part. You just go walk for 45 minutes. Well, that's okay then.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Well, how did you feel at the end of the 75?
Oh, I was shredded.
You're shredded.
Absolutely shredded.
It worked.
Yeah.
And now you're talking.
Oh, man. That's your music to Kelly's ears, Whitebread.
Thank you.
That's all you want.
Thank you, Whitebread.
I'm out. I can't do it.
Why?
I have to. Too much water. I'm on a fluid intake limit. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm on a fluid pill. I'm out.
Otherwise.
Hard 75.
Yeah.
Thank you, Whitebread. What if you did it just without the water? You know, you could.
I could do that.
Let's do a hard 75. You know, I don't think my wife would let me do the hard 75 because.
Sorry, guys, my wife won't let me.
She says.
Which part?
The second workout. Like, I'll go to the gym anyway, but the second workout. But it's just walking. You know, it's just walking outside. I should.
But everything you do is indoors.
Yes.
Well, does pickle count as an outdoor activity?
I think it probably would, wouldn't you think, for an outdoor?
Yeah, based on the video I saw, no. I'm going to say hard no.
But if just walking for 45 minutes counts, you know, wouldn't you know? I mean, I am on my feet at the very least. Now, it's a lumber. It's a slow motion
it's a lumbering
lumber.
Gait.
California Chris, you're talking about 75 hard. Talk to us.
Yeah, hey, fellas. I'll echo what the previous caller said on the difficulty and the sacrifice. I made it to 74 hard. I was coming back from Europe on the last day, and I was supposed to get back to North Carolina at about 3 p.m., plenty of time to do my exercises, and the plane got diverted, ended up in Ireland, stuck on the tarmac, didn't land until right at midnight, so I missed my my exercise mandate for the very last day.
Oh, man.
74.
You did 74 hard. Wow. Well, was it rewarding anyway, though?
Yeah, well, I just tell everybody I did the whole program. Yeah. Don't need to bore them with the details, right? With the facts, yeah. We have a good story.
Of course, that is a good story.
How did you feel at the end of the 74/75?
You know, the physical part was good, but really it was just having the structure. And like the previous caller said, probably the most difficult thing was just remember to drink water, because you really don't want to drink that much water naturally.
Yeah.
So if you get behind during the day, you got to catch up, you know. But it's a good program. I would say the key is to have a plan coming off of it, because if you don't have a plan coming off of it, you go right back to where you were.
That makes sense.
Interesting.
What book did you choose, California Chris?
I read about four different books. Mm-hmm. Atlas Shrugged, I think, was one of them. I read some motivational books, some, you know, historical books.
Okay.
Wow.
Body, mind, and spirit, baby.
Look at you, California Chris. It's a great thing. Honestly, if you can do that, that's amazing.
My wife won't let me, California Chris.
I don't think she would. Here's I'm getting ready to approach this with her. I'm thinking about it. I'm reading this new book on longevity. Okay. It's a nonfiction, so that would count if I was doing this program. And the guy in it, he's talking about trying to live not just longer, but better and getting more out of life. And he's a doctor now. I mean, he's a physician and he studied this for a long time. And, you know, he's talking about, as you would expect, how when you age, you lose so much muscle. You know how that goes. Just naturally, you're going to lose it. So he says one big test is to just be able to carry things like a heavy weight from one place to another. And he does something called rucking or rucksacking. And all that is...
That's an old school word that I'm hearing rucking. More and more.
He really stands by that. And he's exactly my age. And says you should take a backpack and fill it. There are special rucking rucksacks. And I'm thinking about asking for one for my birthday. And you take it and you fill it with first 20 pounds of weight and you go and walk as far as you can. You know, you hike as far as you can, preferably up and down hills. And then you also add to the weight. And eventually you want to be able to do a third of your weight for 4 miles. So you would want to carry, like if I weigh 200 pounds, I would want to have, 65 pounds for about 4 miles on your back. And that really trains you for when you get older. And then when you're not carrying something, you have much better balance and more strength. You know, so when you're 75, you're not carrying anything, you have a lot more strength.
Hmm.
So I'm considering asking for a rucksack for my birthday from my wife, but I don't think she's going to get it for me.
Yeah, you might get a nutsack. I know how your family works. Oftentimes when someone wants something out of the ordinary.
Yes.
A PowerPoint presentation is involved.
Maybe that's...
Have you thought about putting one together? Maybe someone up in sales can help you put it together.
Well, that's a good idea. That's how my daughter got her bunny rabbit. She put a PowerPoint together.
Oh, yeah.
Really
she
worked.
She did a great job on that.
Yeah, it really worked. So that was...
I really want a rucksack.
I really...
Please.
I really want a rucksack when I saw that.
It's in
that.
This book.
I thought, man...
What are you going to put in the back?
It's weights. I mean, it's designed for weights. You get...
But you can't just use standard hand weights, right? Or is it...
Like the plates. You know, you get 10-pound plates.
You don't want bulk. I mean, you want, obviously, weight.
It's designed, I guess, to
not
put...
Not dumbbells.
No, they're like the plates you would put on dumbbells. Okay. You know, 10 pounds a piece, and they slide inside. Now, the rucksacks aren't cheap. I've already Googled them. And there, some of them are like $250, which I thought was way too expensive. Some of them are $75, but I wonder...
What about your daughter's My Little Pony backpack?
Well, I thought about that. I thought, just get a regular...
Just run around the neighborhood with
My
that.
Little Pony and put some bags of flour in it or something, you know, and just...
Put a book in there.
Exactly. Put 60 pounds of books in there and go and...
Go walk, pound sand.
Walk up and down.
I mean, walking around with sand on your back.
Probably, that's exactly what I was thinking. You know, it could happen... I don't know if my wife will let me, though. This is something that she she cautions me against it. But I'll say it might be time for me to rock.
And live forever.
That would give me, I could do the 75 hard then, because that would give me the gym and then some rucking later on.
But the problem, as we've heard with two of the previous callers, is you and your water intake.
Yeah, that's different.
Because the last time you tried to do hyper drink water, you ended up cramping.
See, the problem is you go to extremes. You will overfill the rucksack.
Well, possibly. I might start too high. But the water, you know, what California Chris was talking about, White Bread was talking about, most people would wait till the end of the day and suck down a ton of water. I tried that one time, almost ended up in the ER. Remember I left those salt footprints behind, salty footprints.
You were squishing.
I was. Echo, you're talking about rucksacks. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, P1 Echo here. Yes, my stepfather has a rucksack. It's a specially designed backpack with kind of like a briefcase sleeves in them. Mm-hmm. You can add in different plate weights, like 10 pounds, 20 pounds, so you can go up and down.
Yes.
And also, you can get like wristbands or like leggings where they strap around with Velcro. Mm-hmm. And my stepfather uses them all the time whenever he's out in the yard mowing the lawn. And it's really helped him, and he's in his 60s. So
listen, this guy in this book swears by them, because if you can carry weights in your middle age, it builds up so much strength, and it helps you. Because he was talking about, thank you very much, Echo, like, you know how many people when they're 75, they fall and they break a hip or something. This wards against that. It builds up bone density so the hip doesn't break on its own, and it's supposed to prevent falls because it helps with your balance, like especially like walking down a hill with 60 pounds on your back. Mm-hmm. You know, tough, but it builds you up.
I think the first time I ever heard that term was in the military.
I think it's a military thing. Yeah. It's rucksacking. Mm-hmm. So this guy does it, and I immediately became interested, but I have to approach my wife with it in a very delicate way because she thinks I overdo things anyway.
Right. Is there an elephant's graveyard of exercise equipment in your garage at the moment?
Well, in fact, interesting you point that out, we have mountain bikes, as you know.
Yes.
And now my wife just this weekend said for herself she wants to buy a stationary bike and start riding that at home. And I said, and she said, do you think that's too much of an expense? And I said, do it. I said, do
it.
But
this was a strategic play.
Of course. So that now when my birthday comes around, I'll say, hey, remember mm-hmm. when I said yes to the exercise bike? How about a rucksack?
Just want a little rucksack. You know,
do a little rucking? Mm-hmm. You want to do a little ruck?
Oh, yeah, ruck you. Yeah.
What if she said it's the rucksack or that thing I do once a year on your birthday? Kill myself.
Have to kill myself. I can't choose. They're both so good, you know? I don't know. The rucksack's way more painful, but you get more out of it at the end. You know, I mean, the thing she does once a year on my birthday. God.
But that comes. That's once a year.
I know, and then it's over. And you're like,
well, leaves like Cinderella. Back to a pumpkin.
You're right, Trent. You're talking about rucksacking. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, so I'm in the military, and rucksacking is a great fundamental workout. I mean, it works your full body. I mean, if you're looking to lose weight, build strength, add muscle, rucking is really all you need. Definitely builds that strength, builds that core, and at the end of the day, hey, you look good, you feel good, your day is going to be good. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes! That's the best call of the year.
Will you come to Kelly's house?
Will you tell my wife, please? That's the best call of the year so far. Thank you, Trent.
Are we rucking now?
I'm going to ruck. I've got to. And I'm not waiting for my birthday either. I'm rucking.
Yeah.
I do what I want.
I'm a grown man.
I'm a grown man.
I don't need permission.
I don't need permission. I'll buy myself a rucksack. You know, just do it. Walk around the neighborhood with my rucksack on.
Sleeping on the couch with my rucksack on.